From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. Legislation that would change the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, has moved ahead at the Capitol. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, all but one of eight bills heard in the Senate committee Wednesday passed.
Some of the bills heard in committee make small changes to the law that guides most development in the state. Others, including one from the Senate's top Democrat, seek to streamline the process and promote smart growth development. Republican Senator Tom Berryhill authored a bill that would allow some projects to move forward if they meet existing environmental standards, many of which didn't exist when CEQA was written more than 40 years ago.
There's been 120-some-odd state and federal laws in addition strengthening CEQA.
But Catherine Phillips with the Sierra Club said existing laws don't go far enough.
It almost entirely turns CEQA upside down and reduces the amount of opportunity for the public to know fully what the environmental impacts will be of any project.
Berryhill's legislation was the only CEQA-related bill to fail. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Legislation is moving forward that would give some relief to California small business owners facing 5 years of retroactive taxes. The Franchise Tax Board says it has no choice but to send out retroactive bills now that a California appeals court has declared a particular tax break unconstitutional. That means thousands of small business owners could owe the state tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars unless the legislature acts. Democratic Senator Ted Lieu is the bill's author. He says it's a matter of fundamental fairness.
The question is, when government makes a mistake, do we own up to it and hold taxpayers harmless, or do we go after them?
The measure passed its first committee Wednesday on a 4-1 vote, with the Democratic chair of the committee opposed. She acknowledges the issue is a tough one, but says she's concerned about setting a risky precedent for tax breaks in the future. That's the KRCB California update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.